G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
There is an amazing opportunity for young Australians to help shape the nation by participating in this year's National Youth Survey. Mission Australia is putting out the call for young people aged 15 to 19 years to have their say in the 23rd annual youth survey. The youth survey is an invaluable opportunity for young people to share what they view as the key issues impacting the country and highlight their own personal challenges. Sharon Callister is the Mission Australia CEO, and Sharon's joining us. Hey, Sharon, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sharon, this is the biggest youth survey in the nation, has major influence on decision making. Last year, something like 20,000 young people completed the survey. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's incredibly exciting because there are so many things that are happening in our country, including the voice of young people in the directions that we're taking, the decisions that we're taking, and understanding their needs really is such an important thing to consider. And being the largest survey of its kind in Australia, and now in its 23rd year, we have a lot of credibility behind the report, the way that it's structured, the questions that are included, and ultimately the findings that we're able to put together in November each year once the survey closes. And as you said, the 23rd edition of our survey is now open. We're calling for young people between 15 and 19 years to complete it. And we have between April and August for young people to participate. So if there's anything that I can do as part of this interview to motivate and inspire young people to complete it, that's absolutely what I want to do.
And we'll come back to that because, yes, if you have young people in your household or within reach of where your influence lies, you'll want to encourage those young people to participate in this survey this year. Hey, it's the biggest survey, 20,000 young people, and they're sharing their thoughts, their feelings, and their experiences. So you're trying to capture something of what young people are really feeling about life in Australia.
That's absolutely correct. And the survey is, you know, it's about 50 questions, takes about 20 minutes to complete. But what we find, or the information that we have from that, we're able to very confidently talk about the key issues that our young people consider as important for Australia today. Also the biggest personal challenges that they have, and then any supports and recommendations that they have in terms of helping them, or, as I said, providing direction to policymakers, decision makers, governments, non-government organisations, organisations like Mission Australia, in terms of how we conduct our organisations and make things relevant for young people.
And you've been doing this for many years now, so undoubtedly there's the results from last year and the year before, and those become trends. And no doubt there'll be analysis over the times ahead when you'll be able to say these are the trends that young Australians are thinking and feeling and experiencing. Come back to last year's survey, though. What were the biggest concerns that young people held about Australia?
So the most important issues that young people called out in the survey last year were concerns with the environment, equity and discrimination, economy and financial matters and mental health. They were the top four. And generally, we would report on the top three, for instance. But the environment was far and above the biggest concern, especially climate changes, and unsurprising given there's so many catastrophic climate events happening across the world, whether it's floods and the like. So that's not a surprise. But we couldn't really pick between the next three, which I was mentioning were equity and discrimination, economy and financial matters, and mental health, because they were all very, very closely rated as some of the most important issues in Australia today. And on a personal level, the issues that young people told us that they're experiencing personally or had experienced in the past 12 months, it was issues like stress around school, personal issues with mental health, and also issues with relationships. So it's really terrific to see that young people are able to clearly articulate issues that are across the country about the things that we need to consider, but that they're also able to reflect on the issues that are personally impacting them. And we always ask for that experience in the past 12 months.
And of course, times are changing so quickly, aren't they, Sharon? Because right now we're seeing the cost of living crisis really bite. Homelessness is on the rise, rents, and just the fact that these young people who are undertaking this survey, they'll be looking sometime perhaps in the near future about the possibilities of getting a first home. So you can imagine that there might be a whole lot of things that might be developing so far as this year's questionnaire. Are some of those things reflected in the questions that will be asked this year?
They certainly are. And every year we do look at like the previous year's survey, and then we kind of look at what are the key things that are happening in our world, if you like. And so we try to adapt some of the questions each year to be more relevant. So as you said, housing crisis, cost of living. So there's key questions on those, whereas maybe 10 years ago we wouldn't have had such a focus on that. The emergence of social media and the platforms and the impacts of those. Even alcohol and other drug use is becoming more prevalent. So we're focusing on those areas in addition to other areas that we have focused on in the past, because what we want the surveys not just to be a repeat and rehash every year, but to be really timely and relevant. And by looking at all of those aspects well ahead of putting the survey together, we're very confident that the key issues that we need to ask questions around, we're certainly doing that.
And with 20,000 participants, and this being the biggest youth survey, take us into the value of the results here, because as I understand it, governments are using these results that reflect the current reality for young people. And so really a lot of big decisions can be influenced by the results that come in this youth survey.
Some really good points that you've mentioned there. And if I were to start with government, I completely agree with your comments. We do provide the report to government, and we also brief government on the key findings as well, which is wonderful because they're the policy makers and setting direction in many things. And, you know, you never want to make a decision or a plan about a person without actually including them in the discussions about that. So that's really, really encouraging. But, you know, schools, if they have a certain number of students participating in the survey, they can get their own tailored reports as well, which will help them better support and guide their students. Organisations like Mission Australia, we provide a number of services to youth. It helps inform the delivery of our programs and the setup of our programs to make them more effective. But, you know, anyone can get a copy of the survey results. If the public are interested, they can go to our website. And same with parents, you know, just mums and dads and carers. Information is also available to them. And it's incredibly insightful. As I said, we're talking about the big issues, but also personal challenges. So it's such a broad audience that can really benefit from this survey. And, you know, when you have around 20,000 young people completing it each year, it actually really just shows the value of people wanting to complete the survey in the first place, but then obviously being relevant and appropriate for people to review and be confident in those results as well.
And as we said, times are changing. These are challenging times, in fact. And you've got Mission Australia, a wonderful organisation with such a firm, solid Christian foundation to it. There's also a question being included in the upcoming survey around the spiritual and cultural beliefs of young people 15 to 19 years. How important is it to be able to monitor some of those, what some people might call a sideline issue, but for us that would be something that's very central to the way that their values are shaped?
That's correct. And, you know, for, as a Christian audience and a Christian organisation ourselves, those things are incredibly important. And you did refer to the fact that we do have some of our questions. We try to elicit some of that information out. And if I could give you an example, we talk about if you've been involved in particular groups or activities, and there's a whole range of religious group activities. Right up there is one of them. We ask young people, do they have a source of support that would be a spiritual or religious mentor? And we also are more explicit in terms of more upfront in terms of, do you actually have spiritual or cultural beliefs? And when we are able to put that information together, there's some really, really good information which will help a Christian audience as well. And that's not just for the young people themselves, but also, as I said, there's so many groups that are interested in this, and I'm sure churches are part of that group as well.
Now, we'll know that some 15 to 19-year-olds will be listening right now, and you might have piqued their attention, but the majority of parents of that age group, they're likely to be ones listening to our conversation right now. It's important, isn't it, for parents to have their Christian young people know that they have a voice too. This creates a real opportunity, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It's such a priority. Faith is central, certainly to me, my life, my organisation, and obviously your audience as well. So it, by virtue of that, parents of their young children as well are also really important in those important and interested in the findings that we have. And so I would, again, highlight to your audience, if you do have young people and in your family aged between 15 and 19 years of age, just have a chat to them and say, have you had access or have your school been discussing the youth survey? And if they haven't, because there are schools that participate and schools that don't, obviously we would love them all to, and maybe one day that will happen. But parents can suggest to their child, their 15 to 19-year-olds, that all they have to do is put Google, hashtag Youth Survey 2024, and the survey will come up, or they can go onto the Mission Australia website, visit any Mission Australia centre, and you'll be able to get access to the survey, and we'd really, really love you to consider completing it.
And there are Mission Australia centres all over the country, every state, every territory, and the Youth Survey 2024 open from now through until August. It takes about 20 minutes to complete, and the encouragement is there for 15 to 19-year-olds to have their say. It takes about 20 minutes. And I guess for parents, encouraging your teenagers to participate in that will provide valuable insight for decision makers about the direction of Australia. How important is that? Well, Sharon Callister is the Mission Australia CEO. The website where you can download that survey is missionaustralia.com.au. Simply /youth survey. missionaustralia.com.au. Sharon Callister, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us today on 2020.
And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this really important survey. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.